some recipes call for motor milk and some for sweet milk, and I still use it like that.
Would you describe how you used to milk?
Well, it'd be interesting to know how we kept it, because we didn't have any refrigerator.
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you could, I'd like you to start right from the very beginning, how you would...
Well, milk the cow and strain the milk, and put the sweet milk in, well, a tin bucket's what my mother used, and we put it in the spring, because it somehow it would always mess up the spring, you know, like it tastes like milk, and you wouldn't like that, but it was a good cold branch, you know, it ran from the spring. Well, she put the buckets there, you know, and then when the milk turned, I'd eat the cream rolls on it. Well, they'd take that and put it in the churn, you know, and let it clabber. And when it clabbered, you'd get churn then, and it was buttermilk, and take out the butter, you know, and pour up the buttermilk in pitchers or some kind of containers.
Did you ever make any cottage cheese?
No, I never have.
Was that not a very...
Later, I was in the home demonstration club, and they demonstrated making cheese. I never making it. One time with some help, I made some. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I ever remember making any cheese.
So actually, it was something brought in by home demonstration agents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't something that your family really liked. If butter became too old, how did you describe that? You say this butter is no good.
They'd say it was rank.
It was rank.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, now people say that to make soap for soap worries.
Oh, I see. If the butter would become rank, then you could use it.
And also, they would use some of the scrap meat, you know, which you didn't eat much. And then skins off the meat, you know, where we fried. Some of them didn't like to eat skin, but she'd save them. Then she had an ash lye hopper, and it was built out of a barrel. And she'd have us begin carrying water to start the lye drifting. And it had a big old skillet under there to catch it. And then she put it in that big kettle, put in the soap grease and boiled it, you know. It made a soft soap. Now, it was rough on you. It changed clothes, but it was rough on your hands.
Your hands was too strong.
It certainly was.
Would you tell me about what you made from cornmeal?
Cornmeal? Well, I have a corn light bread recipe, quick one. Now, there's some old ones that are older than that. That there's a lot more to them. You take them, put them in the attic and let them sour and so forth and so on. But I use the quick one. I'm going to have 2 cups of meal, 1 cup of flour, a cup of buttermilk, a little teaspoon of soda, and I don't use salt because they have self-rising meal and self-rising flour, and 3/4 of a cup of sugar. And that makes a good quick light bread.
What did you used to, as a child, what do you remember eating that was made from cornmeal?
Oh, yeah. We had a recipe that I haven't tried it now for 2 or 3 years. They called cornmeal dumplings. Butter ground meal back then, you know, when I was young. But now, of course, we buy it self-rising and, you know, already prepared. And you scalded that. And just enough boiling water to make it stick together. Season it with salt and black pepper. And then drop it in meat broth.